Well, if you're a Phoenix Suns fan, we have a pair of tickets for Sunday, January 14th. Starts at 6 o'clock, and they take on the Indiana Pacers. You can just text Phoenix Suns to 411-923 during this break, and we'll draw at random a winner during bottom of the hour news and contact them and get the address you'd like us to certify, send the ticket certified mail, and you and a guest can enjoy the Phoenix Suns. Again, next Sunday, not tomorrow, the week after, January 14th, 6 o'clock game against the Indiana Pacers. Next on the line, we have at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Jennifer calling in, wants to talk about her refrigerators. Good morning, ma'am. Let's see.
Miss Jennifer.
That line one gets a little sticky. Good morning, ma'am. Jennifer?
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I am so sorry.
That's okay.
I walked away.
That's okay.
Yes, my refrigerator, which came with my house, is 15 years old. But it's been, lately, it's been making some popping noises. It's becoming louder and more frequent. It hasn't interfered with the functions. It's still cold. It still puts out ice. So can you help me, please?
Well, I tell you what, Miss Jennifer, I am going to ask you to hold because I am not an appliance expert. And a popping refrigerator, we're going to do a reach out to a Rosie on the House lifeline to one of our appliance repair people and see if we can't get them on the line and visit with you. So you just hang on. In the meantime, we'll run down to Rob.
Hello.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Love your show. Very helpful.
Thank you, sir.
I have a deck rat problem on my roof. I have a cement tile roof, and he got up the hip area and built a nest. So when I went up there and removed it, I noticed that he tore up the roofing paper and exposed the wood. So I had a guy come out, give me an estimate for the repair. And we picked up a couple more tiles, and some areas of the roof, he said, were really good and intact, and then other areas drying up. Now, it is a 28-year-old roof, and he suggested having the whole thing done, and I'm checking in to see, is it reasonable at this point after 28 years to have the whole thing repapered?
Yeah, Rob, at 28 years, I would get a couple opinions of Rosie Certified Roofing Contractors, and go mm-hmm. from there. But at 28 years, there's a real good chance the paper has about lived its economic life, depending on what the contractor used.
Yeah, and have there been advances in terms of that paper so that it would last at least that long, if not longer?
If you're going to be in the house and you're there for, the foreseeable future and you want something that will get you 30 years and over, they have the bitumen and torch down and the new evolutions and generations of waterproofing fabric that'll get you that kind. And the concrete tile are basically good forever. So, again, go to rosieonthehouse.com. Take a look at, plug in your zip code, plug in roofing, and it'll give you the Rosie Certified contractors and roofers that are located closest to you. Start right there. Appreciate the call.
And there are roof warranties out there now, or guarantees up to 50 years. So there's definitely been an enhancement in product, but nothing's going to last forever up there against the Arizona sun. That's just a harsh reality of the temperature and what it has to go through. But, 50, 60 years, that's a pretty good life expectancy for a good roof. You could put a metal roof up and get a lot of years, but again, you'll have to, your maintenance there will be around where the screw and the goes through the metal and attaches over time, and wind and pressure, it can work its way through there. There'll be some additional caulking over those, and that's but it's a metal roof isn't always practical, and a lot of HOAs obviously that are in
right.
concrete tile roofs, you can't slap that up. Next on the line is, let's see, Chuck wants to talk windows. Good morning, Chuck, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you very much for taking my call. I have a couple of bedroom windows where they're almost impossible to lock. I mean, I got to push it down real hard, and it's got dual locks on top. You know, you push the little button in on two sides. Well, one side I can lock, the other side I can't lock. And that's on both windows. And I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do about that.
Is this a developing problem, or has it been this way for a long time?
Well, even after they were installed, they were all kind of hard to do. But now it's, gee whiz, one of them I can almost impossible to lock.
When you had them installed, how long ago was that?
Probably 7 years ago. They're dual pane.
And are they vinyl?
Vinyl. No, they're not vinyl.
Okay. Have you called the window contractor? Is he still in business?
I don't think he's around anymore.
Huh. And where are you? Where are you, Chuck?
I'm in Tucson on the east side.
Okay.
Comida Seco.
Yeah.
Broadway area.
Okay. And so it's not vinyl. You're thinking, are they aluminum frame windows?
Yeah, aluminum, yeah. That's
okay.
All I
want to
say.
Okay. Well, if they were tough from the time they were installed, I'm guessing they were installed slightly out of plumb, and something is causing that to be aggravated. I don't have time to answer it all right now, but hang on. We'll readdress your windows when we get back.
We also have Dan online for our lifeline to help Jennifer with her refrigerator, and an open line for you, 1-888-767-4348.